the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There were four witnesses that are now being cited. Three of them have changed their stories, okay? In a way that damages Zimmerman. Not Trayvon. Zimmerman. A fourth witness is now saying, look, I'm not really sure what I saw. I just saw that I saw someone running. I'm not sure who it was. My point is, look, none of the witnesses have turned in Zimmerman's favor, but the defense, of course, wants you to believe that all of that is adding to the confusion and the uncertainty. Here's what they're trying to create. Reasonable doubt.
That's host David Cruz commenting on the four witnesses who have now changed their stories about what they did and didn't see the night Mr. Zimmerman shot Mr. Martin. So the Martin-Zimmerman case is number 10 this past week on the countdown. Welcome into our review of what's going on in the world of talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 25th of May. I'm Doug Steffen, and you know the drill here. We're going to review the top 10 hits in talk radio. The folks at Talkers.com have put together, along with our staff, the talk radio items. And so we have, as the number 10 spot this week, the Martin Zimmerman case. Number 9 on the countdown, a sentence in the Rutgers trial. How many of you have been following that? Talk host Denny Schaefer talked about the Rutgers student who was sentenced to 30 days in jail for posting video of his gay roommate. The roommate killed himself just a couple of days later.
A New Jersey judge sentenced the former Rutgers student to 30 days in jail for his webcam spying on his roommate. You remember the story? This kid, Darren Ravy, Darren is 20 years old. His roommate, Tyler Clementi, 18. And Tyler was making out with a dude. Okay? He was making out with a dude. And Darren thought it was funny, so he videotaped it, and I believe he streamed it. He videotaped it, like streamed it to next door or whatever. So a couple of people watched this 18-year-old kiss somebody. Problem is the 18-year-old was not out of the closet. His family says that they were out to him. I don't think that really matters. Here's the thing. When you videotape somebody or you spy on somebody and they're in a private moment, kissing somebody is a private moment. Whether you're a guy kissing a girl, girl and girl, guy and guy, it's a private moment. And you, unless you say it's okay and you're part of, you know, the taping, and there are pervs that want to get the freak on that do that sort of stuff, you expect, you know, privacy. Even if you're in a dorm room, it's still considered your home. It's a private residence or place or whatever. So Darren gets 30 days for that. Oh, did I mention that Tyler Clemente, the 18-year-old he was spying on, was so distraught, jumped from the George Washington Bridge 3 days after learning that in September 2010, the encounter with an older dude that he was kissing was taped and seen by a computer-mounted camera that Robbie set up in the dorm room? 30 days for that. Now, the trial wasn't about manslaughter or murder. I think it should have been. I know. I get emotional, and I jump right on that one. And the law doesn't work that way. Did he break any laws? Yeah, he broke a law. You can't take somebody when they're in an intimate moment, whether you agree with it or not. But the end result of your actions was the death of Tyler Clemente. You did something that shocked this young boy. And at 18, to me, you're still a boy. Legally, you're a man. And obviously, Tyler Clemente was immature, and it's sad that, you know, he was gay, and he kissed another dude, and then when it was exposed that it was videotaped or whatever, it was webcammed, and other people saw it, that you freaked out, and the end result was your death. 30 days is all the kid got, and the family's not happy about the 30 days. I'm like, are you kidding me? Your son did something that drew a reaction from the person that he did it to, and that reaction was his death, and you're whining about your boy having to spend 30 days in jail? Consider yourself lucky. You watch him change the laws in New Jersey that says if you do something like this and the end result is some kind of trauma or someone's death, they're going to put you away. The reason they didn't put the kid away, from what I understand, is they don't have a law on the books for this. They don't have a law on the books that says if somebody does this and the result is somebody killing themselves, you can't try them for manslaughter or second-degree murder or whatever it would be. I don't know what it would be, but they don't have a law. 30 days. Think about that. You do something in today's social media world. I mean, it's the ultimate bullying, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe it's not even bullying. It's just wrong.
Up next, Egypt, Iran, and Obamacare, that lawsuit on Obamacare, all in the focus after these words.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a Game Changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep, they won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
If you don't think Sears' big Memorial Day event is the best place to go for home appliances, then you probably don't think baby talk sounds silly.
Aw, you don't need to cry. You're daddy's precious little man. Yes, you are. Did somebody make a little boo-boo in his die-die?
Sounds like somebody needs to think again. Right now, get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and floor care, and up to 15% off all other appliance brands. Sears, think again. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Branded savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 520 to 529.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
Class, if you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the items from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, and number 8, the elections in Egypt that are ongoing. Here's host Simon Conway talking to Middle East expert Audrey Russo about the Muslim Brotherhood's involvement in these elections.
The Egyptian elections are being led by members of the Muslim Brotherhood or ex-members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Either way, I don't think this is very good for the world, and I want your expert opinion on what's going on.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. Free elections are great, but we have to look at the trend here. They've already elected the parliament, and the parliament is three-quarters Islamist. Muslim Brotherhood and Salafists who want to impose, both of them, want to impose Islamic law. So, they're, you know, you'd have to wonder, are they voting themselves into freedom or voting themselves into bondage? You have to say the latter. And they have, we have today, tomorrow, but they're not going to have a, they're not expected to have a winner, not right now, at least. The two top leaders, the runoff is June 16th and 17th, and then they'll announce it on the 21st of June. But it doesn't look good.
It really doesn't. But I mean, in a weird way, from our perspective, and maybe even from the Israelis' perspective as well, just how keen are the military in Egypt to give up their hold on power?
They're saying that they don't want to, they say they're going to give up their hold. I'm not really buying it. And, you know, if anyone wants to see what they do for, as far as freedom goes when it comes to the military, check out YouTube and you can see there that, they were, actually, running over Coptic Christians who were in a peaceful protest, about their church being torched. I don't think, doubt very much, being in power as long as they were, and that's 29 years with Mubarak, that they're going to give up very easily. But then you have now the Muslim Brotherhood, so, and they're tough cookies, even though they say that they're going to be moderate. They're going to have a moderate form of Sharia. I wonder what that is.
Number seven this week on the countdown. What's going on also in the Middle East? This time we go to Iran. From our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Rick Jensen talks to Jim Robbins from the Washington Times about a possible nuclear weapons deal with Iran.
The UN nuclear watchdog director saying that he expects to sign a deal with Iran very soon to unblock an investigation into suspected work on atom bombs. What's your take on this?
I think the Iranians are following the North Korean model, which is work really hard on your nuclear weapons project, blow off the international community, do as much as you can until people are about to take stern action against you, and then cave a little bit. You know, say, oh, okay, we'll talk to you. We'll have negotiations. Hey, we'll open up a little bit. And then everybody gets all excited like it's a breakthrough. Then when they actually, the inspectors show up, you know, they're denied seeing everything. They cite technicalities. You know, the Iranians aren't ready. If they come next week, and then it starts all over again, and then they ramp it back up. That's exactly how the North Koreans got their nuclear weapon, and it's exactly what the Iranians are doing now.
But when the North Koreans got their weapons, they were developed over a number of years in the Clinton administration. They sent Jimmy Carter over there to work out this deal. Wasn't part of that deal the absence of any inspections?
Well, there were inspections during one phase of it, and then there weren't during another phase because the North Koreans out-negotiated us. I mean, you know, North Koreans are pretty darn good at that, we've seen over the years. So, you know, it just depends on the phase and what you can get away with. The Iranians were looking at scenarios that everybody was discussing, that they might be facing military action over the next summer or so, you know, sometime very soon. So what they had to do was kill that momentum, kill it politically. So they hold out this olive branch, and then the people who, you know, believe in these kinds of things get all excited and say, you know, peace is at hand and whatnot. But it's just a game. They will accede to some IAEA inspections for a little bit, but they won't show everything. And then later they'll foment a crisis or something and go right back to work.
Number six on the countdown, the lawsuit against Obamacare. Here's host Matt Patrick with Bill Donahue, who's president of the Catholic League. They talk about the lawsuit filed against the Obama administration over the health care plan that forces coverage of birth control.
You've got the University of Notre Dame, about 40 other Catholic institutions now involved in a lawsuit against the administration. I got to ask you this. As a Catholic, I watched Notre Dame invite President Obama to speak at their commencement, give him an honorarium. Is that not like playing with a snake and then being upset when that snake bites you?
Well, I guess Father Jenkins is a slow learner, but I'll take a slow one over someone who doesn't learn at all. When Obama went there in 2009, I made it clear that I didn't have a problem with him speaking at Notre Dame or any university as the president. My objection was centrally on the question of giving him an award. No president in American history has ever been a greater champion of abortion rights and has shown less respect for conscience rights than President Obama. So that's why I objected to that. At the commencement address, Obama made it clear he was addressing those critics of him, and he said, we do respect conscience rights, and we're going to have conscience clauses written into law. Now, 3 years later, the same president who invited him, Father Jenkins, has learned belatedly that Obama cannot be trusted on this issue, and now he's turned around and he's suing the very man that he invited in a couple of years ago.
Next item in our review, the latest on the NATO summit and the price you're paying for gasoline, next on the countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does Cintas compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to Talk Radio in review. We are down to number five. That was the NATO summit taking place this week. Host Jay Severin with UN Ambassador John Bolton. They talk about what the president accomplished at the summit in Chicago, if anything, this week.
One of the things that stood out to me, sort of an average schmo, when I saw the NATO press conference, when I saw clips of it, I didn't watch it in toto, was the section where the president of the United States was campaigning, was attacking his domestic campaign political adversary from the podium of a NATO press conference. And I must say, I found that disconcerting. Connor?
Well, you know, I can't say I've ever done a comprehensive study of presidents dealing with political questions when they're at clearly official ceremonies or events like that. And obviously the president can't control what somebody in the news media asks.
Right.
But I would say that classy presidents basically brush the question aside.
Right.
And say, I'm here today to discuss American national security, the conflict in Afghanistan, and a whole range of issues critical to the defense of the United States. There'll be time again later to talk about what's wrong with Governor Romney. I mean, there's a way to make his point, but act presidential at the same time. This president doesn't do that, in part because all he's ever done for 3.5 years is campaign for re-election. So
Amen.
Why change at a NATO event?
Were you unsurprised that there wasn't a single journalist in the room, so far as I know anyway, that asked the question, some form of, Mr. President, to what flexibility were you alluding when you spoke to Mr. Medvedev at the, you know, when you were last?
You know, it doesn't surprise me. The mainstream media have not really delved into that. And, you know, by now it's been the subject of such intense scrutiny that I'm sure they've got some kind of boilerplate language that would not really answer a question like that. But I have to tell you, that off the record, or what he thought was off the record conversation with then Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is, I think, incredibly revealing of what we would see in a second Obama term, and not just on missile defense, not just on national security, but the whole range of issues. I really think once he's free of those pesky voters again, if he gets a second term, it's going to be Katie bar the door.
Number four, the price of gasoline. Talk host Bob Montgomery with economist Tom Gresick. They talk about this coming holiday weekend, which we're actually in right now. Think there are any political connections to that?
There was a lot of doom and gloom talk about the possibility of $5 a gallon gasoline, maybe even higher than that. By this time, didn't happen. Why not?
Well, it didn't happen mainly because those were mainly prognostications from folks that had sort of knee-jerk responses. We knew going into the spring that there weren't going to be as many refineries that needed to be shut down for maintenance, and so we knew that we expected that the transition from winter blend to summer blend gasoline wouldn't be as severe as it had been in the last couple of years. And I think the surprise from the spring was that we saw a quicker run-up, and then we saw prices peak a little bit earlier than normal. But I think most of that's attributable to some serious refinery problems that we had across the country.
You are one of those who accurately predicted the price being more of what it is today, and that is sub $4 a gallon, in fact, in the 350s. As you look into your crystal ball even further, and I hate to put you on the spot, but assuming everything stays kind of status quo, are we pretty much through the spikes that we're going to see for the year?
Yeah, you know, the general pattern is that gasoline prices tend to peak in early June, and then they decline throughout the summer and into the fall. And so there's nothing on the radar screen to suggest that that we're not going to see a similar pattern. If anything, the same way spring came a little bit earlier, the peak came a little bit earlier. There's two things that are happening this week and next which are probably going to prevent prices from going up too much more, and that's there's a major refinery in Philadelphia that was shut down due to some damage from a fire that's coming back online, and there was a major refinery out in the state of Washington that has been shut down for several months, and they're coming back online this week and next. So those are going to take a lot of pressure off of prices.
Gas prices, the fourth most talked about topic of the week on our countdown. So let's start at the top again. Number 10, the Martin Zimmerman case. Number 9, the Rutgers verdict and sentence. Elections in Egypt, number 8. Iran's number 7. Obamacare, number 6. NATO summit, number 5. Prices of gasoline, number 4. So, if you've been following well, and you can add and subtract, multiply, and divide, you know we have number 3, 2, and 1. They're up next.
Today, many companies are discovering that increased diversity in the workplace contributes to product innovation, global competence, and other successful corporate outcomes. Some technology-based companies, particularly those with extensive product lines and global reach, are actively recruiting women and other underrepresented groups for engineering positions. An increasing number of companies are making a case for diversity in the workplace. At companies like DuPont, 3M, and Siemens, diversity is an organizational imperative, a core business strategy that's implemented to generate new ideas, grow business units, and drive innovation. The American Society of Mechanical Engineers is an essential partner and resource for advancing diversity and inclusion in the engineering workforce. Among other activities, the Society sponsors the Diversity Action Grants Program, which directs funds to student sections to assist minority-owned businesses to solve design problems. The student sections also use Diversity Action Grants to sponsor programs in K-12 STEM, or Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics education. For more information, visit www.asme.org.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through here. Doug Steffen back to our Talk Radio review. The week ending Friday, May the 25th. Number three, the Facebook IPO. One of the money hosts that's pretty good around the country, a guy named Barry Armstrong, talks to reporter Beth Healy here about the investigations that have started and the lawsuits already over Facebook's IPO.
Have you got any more information about Morgan Stanley being investigated by Bill Galvin's office? How'd you come by that information?
Well, Galvin actually announced that yesterday that he was putting out a subpoena, and he does that. He does a little more disclosure than some other regulators do. Mm-hmm. But in addition, it looks like FINRA and some of the other financial regulators are also looking into this deal.
Yeah, they are. Now, what's the culpability here? What did they do, Beth? Explain it to in layman's terms, if you can. What is the accusation, and how did it adversely affect buyers of this stock?
So Morgan Stanley, big Wall Street firm that led the underwriting of the IPO, which means they were one of the biggest firms to be offering shares to investors, both large and small, individuals as well as big pension funds and mutual funds. The allegation is that one of their analysts talked to some investors ahead of the IPO about some of Facebook's new problems that were coming out last week, revenue slowing down, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And that's against the law. That is verboten. There's supposed to be a China wall between the investment banking division and the retail side, right?
Well, it seems like the real issue here, Morgan Stanley is claiming that they put this information out to everybody in a fair way. But the question that the regulators are focusing in on is, did the analyst share some of these concerns only with some of the larger, more important investors and not with everybody?
That's the accusation. And what other evidence is there that they may have done that, Beth? Do you have any more yet?
I don't know that there's evidence yet. I think this IPO is drawing so much attention, of course, because it's enormous, the biggest high-tech IPO ever, so much buzz and excitement around it. And then instead of rocketing up when it came out of the gates, it's dropped, more than 19%. And so that gets people wondering what went wrong.
Is it possible to find out if Morgan Stanley is propping the stock up today? Because the market's down 150 points, but Facebook shares are up.
It's very interesting. It's a hard thing to know for sure, But there were reports that on the first day of the IPO that some of the investment bankers were, in fact, propping up the shares. By the way, they're kind of supposed to do that, right? If your broker comes to you and says, I got a great deal for you, you should buy these shares, you'd probably be happy that the firm was helping keep the price of the shares up.
Yeah.
That's not an inherently bad thing, but clearly there's a problem here because the pricing of the IPO may have been too high.
Here's another radio host named Bill Carroll with financial analyst Charles Payne. They talk about the saga of the stock. Apparently it's not doing any better. As a matter of fact, maybe a little worse.
I don't know. How would you rank this in terms of some of the biggest IPOs of all time in your recollection?
You know what? I can't think of an IPO correlation. I could think of a couple of movies. It reminds me of Ishtar. You know, I mean, really, it's a
couple of guys going through the desert and nobody in the audience.
Yeah. You know, I mean, at the time that was considered, you know, that and Howard the Duck were considered the worst movie flops in history.
Until John Carter.
John Carter or even this thing, Battleship, you know, that was the worst performing opening day for a movie that cost $200 million. And guess what? It starred the same guy as John Carter. It's absolutely amazing. I'll tell you what we've got here. We've got a combination of things. Hubris, which is, you know, listen, I can deal with that. Greed, I can also deal with that. And a certain level of phoniness, which bothers me. This is the witch's brew, if you will, of all three. You know, here you have Mark Zuckerberg, who's sort of, you know, got the hoodie. He's talking down all the financial aspects of this. It's not important that we're going public.
No, he just wants the world to feel more connected.
Right. We just want to connect the world. It's not even about money. So every time the phone rang, okay, this is Mark. Hey, Mark, these are the guys. This is Morgan Stanley. All right, listen, you can take the stock up from 30 to 32 because there's just amazing demand and maybe even offer more shares. All right, we'll do it. Phone rings the next day. Mark, you know what? The demand is there. You want to bump it up again? Yeah, bump it up again. Eventually, it goes public at 38 for many more shares. A lot of insiders dumping their stock. And, you know, they sucked every nook and cranny and ounce of upside out of the deal.
Where did Facebook finish today? I don't know if I didn't see it.
It was up a buck. I think 32.
Yeah, so it's found its equilibrium, do you think?
I think so. I think it looks like between yesterday's session and today's session, it looks like north of 30. 30 is going to be your support point for it. I suspect it has potential to 36 as some of the anger and protest selling fades and some of the hype reemerges. I had enough people ask me today, should they buy it? So even though I know that they've really scuttled their name and they've left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths, some people see an opportunity for a stock that should have opened or at one point we thought would open at least at $50 at 32.
Let's move to number two, the budget situation in our country and the deficit. We'll have that up next here on the Countdown.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H. The brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables. Think anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
A wave of new veterans has returned from war. Now they face a new battle here at home. VFW needs you on our side in the fight for jobs for veterans, education for veterans, health care for veterans, and justice for veterans. It's time. Show your support at VFW.org. Please, they need you. Be there right now for veterans. VFW. No one does more for veterans.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties? They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper lets you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air...
It isn't.
Then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You?
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Number two this week on our talk radio review, the federal budget situation. From Fox, Stuart Varney talks to Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels about Congress, the budget, and what's already set in place to happen at the end of this year.
This huge tax increase come January the 1st. Social Security taxes, income taxes, dividends, capital gains, interest, estate taxes, they all go up. Surely we're not going to do that, are we?
One hopes not. It would be the coup de grace, possibly, on what is already the most anemic recovery, certainly from a recession this deep, we've ever seen. The record of economic history is very clear. The countries that have rebounded the most swiftly from a bad situation, debt situation, did it by reducing spending, not by raising taxes. The so-called stimulus experience we've just been through here, complete and abject failure by any measure, and if we needed any fresh evidence.
In Indiana, you flat out reject tax increases. You're not going to do it.
You don't say never ever, but we've certainly practiced the alternative of lowering taxes and reducing spending. We have now, I think, the second or third lowest per capita state spending in the country. But I can prove to you, by the way, that state services have improved. But no, I mean, if your goal is to create an environment of opportunity, a climate for investment and job growth, then you really want the cost of hiring people to be as low as possible. Taxes is one good example. The indirect but very real cost of regulation is another. This administration has just piled cost after cost after cost on the backs of those who otherwise might have hired someone.
I'm looking at a headline here. It says, "Go Midwest, young man. Indiana's plan to steal California jobs." I've lived in America for 40 years. The jobs have always gone to California. They've never gone from California to the Midwest. Are you telling me that that's what's happening now?
Yes, sir, I am. And the hard proof is just in where people are moving. We gained a lot of population in the last few years. We're gaining college graduates in our state. For the first time in American history, California is actually hemorrhaging people, as you've seen. And by the way, the people they can least afford to lose, those who lead companies, those who have the money that's been paying those high taxes they charge.
So at the federal level, no tax increases, cut taxes, go for tax reform. Is that your plan?
Yeah, tax reform, absolutely.
When I say tax reform, yeah, I mean lower tax rates and fewer loopholes, and that brings in more money to the Treasury. Is that the plan?
It has in every time we've tried it, and it's time to try it again. You know, there are a couple bookshelves full of tax code have grown up since the 80s, the last time that this was done very successfully.
Host Chip Morris here with Congressman Cliff Stearns of Florida about the Congressional Budget Office report. Apparently, they have
suggested we're about to go over a fiscal cliff.
The Congressional Budget Office has just released a new report that's saying that what's being called Taxmageddon, effectively the same set of problems that were dealt with in the 12th hour after the 2010 election, where things got jammed through, and then we wound up with this debt ceiling situation that got jammed through, and it's continuing resolution after continuing resolution. And I appreciate that the House of Representatives has passed a number of bills that won't. But what can we do about breaking the gridlock and dealing with the very important questions that nobody seems to want to talk about in Washington? How do we get that done, sir? Lead us.
Well, one thing that I think what a lot of people don't realize is the Republicans only control the House of Representatives. The Senate's controlled by the Democrat, namely Harry Reid. We sent 22 bills over there to give incentives for small businesses. None of them have been voted on. And, of course, President Obama has indicated that he's going to veto anything that we offer, including the Keystone Pipe, which would create 22,000 new jobs. But to answer your question, obviously, I think electing Governor Romney would make a whole lot of difference, and if we could just take the Senate, then we could move forward. Because, as you know, the taxes are all, the Bush tax cuts are expired. And a lot of people say that's good, but it's going to be a huge tax increase, and not just the rich, but also middle class. All the dividend tax is going up, the capital gains tax going up, the Medicare tax that we add on is going to go forward. Not to mention the ATM, which is all part of this tax increase, and that's going to affect the economy dramatically.
As well as the doc fix, as well as the FICA taxes going back up, as well as the sequestration of the without regard to what it means to the military. I mean, it seems like nobody's willing to do their job because they don't want to be on record prior to the election again.
Well, I think certainly the Republicans in the House, we voted to not let the Bush tax cuts expire. And I think many of us would be receptive if somehow the president were trying to compromise that so that we could have move forward in the 1st of January without this Armageddon of taxes, which you mentioned. But I think the important thing is we've got to have some kind of semblance of budget order. I voted for the Paul Ryan budget, and a lot of people think that's too draconian, but I think actually he tries to approach it in some way to try and reduce spending.
Let's listen to some of your calls through the past week. Talk radio caller action on the latest CBO report.
What we need to do is eliminate tax, the Bush tax era, and the, you know, across the board for everybody. We're in a bad shape. So Congress tells us and everything. So let's eliminate the tax cuts for everybody. Eliminate oil subsidies to the oil companies because they certainly don't need the money. They're making money hand over fist.
If my memory is correct, the Republicans ran on the economy and jobs in 2010, and they voted against every one of Obama's job bills, and we all know the state of the economy. And also, I think what would help us out to get this ball rolling is in order for the Democrats to agree to some spending cuts, I think the Republicans should agree to pay off their debts that they created the 8 years that George Bush was in office without involving spending cuts, and they may have to raise taxes themselves in order to pay for their own debt.
3 years ago, the Democrats told us that all of the financial collapse was the Republicans' fault. And then they created the Barney Frank Dodd Act or whatever, and President Obama passed it, acting and claiming as though this would re-regulate the securities industry. And what do we get? The J.P. Morgan debacle just last week or two, where $2 billion was lost. They did not fix the problem, rather. It shows the Democrats aren't able to fix it either. And it was not just a purely Republican fall to a problem. But here you have their opportunity to fix the problem. They said they did, and we get another loss, and then Obama wants to push it off on somebody else.
What the American people are not realizing, we are their bosses. We are their employers. And just because somebody got a grant for, say, a bridge to nowhere, or a grant for a college, or some institution in their area, what they ought to do is vote those people out, get new ones in there, and put them to work. And if they don't work, get them out the next time. and stop this high pension that they get. If they only serve one term, they don't get a pension.
Number one on our countdown, the presidential race, and that's next right after these words.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one on the countdown, the 2012 presidential race. Here's host Mike Broomhead talking about Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett's quest to once and for all prove whether President Obama was born in the United States.
Ken Bennett is a good man. I believe that for a long time. I wouldn't be as bold as to say we're good friends. I've never been to his home. But Ken Bennett is a good man. So when I read a story in the New Times quoting the World Net Daily that said Ken Bennett was going to exclude the president from the ballot, I wanted to hear it straight from Ken Bennett. So I called him. And Ken Bennett said to me in all candor, he said, Mike, I received over 1,200 emails from people, and they were requesting, they were demanding that I get the original birth certificate. He said, Mike, I couldn't get my original birth certificate. But there was one person that emailed him that said Hawaii has a mechanism in place. It's called a verification in lieu of, where you can go online, pay $5, and request just them swearing that they have the document on file. He said, Mike, if I had that information that was good enough for me, I feel like I'm doing my due diligence as Secretary of State. So that's what he did. He paid the $5 in a money order, and he made the request of Hawaii. But he said to me, Mike, that was over 8 weeks ago, and I still have not received verification. They've kind of stonewalled me. And he said, and I asked him, will you exclude the president from the ballot? He said, that is an option. It's a possibility. Well, the audio of that interview has been on every left-wing blog. And I mean, you know, Bill Maher was talking about it. Chris Matthews was talking about it. Rachel Maddow had me labeled as a birther. All of these things happened from that interview. The fact of the matter is, Ken Bennett said from the beginning, I'm not a birther. I have said we should stay away from this issue. I'm not a birther. But I wondered out loud, like Ken Bennett did, why would Hawaii stonewall a Secretary of State of any state? Wasn't asking for proof. He wasn't asking to go in with forensic people and investigate the document. He just wanted someone in Hawaii. So Hawaii responds on Friday and says, we won't do it unless this guy can show cause that he really needs it. I thought that was odd. Well, here we are a few days later to catch you up to speed. And here's a statement from Ken Bennett. He said, late yesterday, our office received the verification in lieu of certified copy from officials within the Hawaii Department of Health that we requested in March. They have officially confirmed that the information in the copy of the certificate of live birth for the president matches the original record in their files. As Arizona's chief elections officer, I have the responsibility to certify the ballot to the state's 15 counties. At the request of numerous constituents, I merely asked Hawaiian officials to verify the information contained within the President Obama's original birth certificate. They have complied with the request, and I consider the matter closed. So that is it. And from the state of Hawaii, the document, they on this verification of birth pursuant to Hawaii's revised statute, I verify the following, and goes through 12 different things, signed by Alvin T. Anaka, PhD, state registrar. The name of the person, Department of Health file, birth time, name of the hospital, age of the father, birthplace of the father, all the things on the birth certificate. So Hawaii sent over swearing that they have it, and the Secretary of State has said that's good enough for him. So President Obama will be on the ballot in the state of Arizona.
Here's what some of the talk radio folks listening to some of these programs had to say about the president's attack ads against Mitt Romney and Bain Capital.
Obama is quite the hypocrite. He just attended that fundraiser at the home of Tony Hamilton, the CEO of Blackstone, an equity firm. Obama simply doesn't know how business works. That's the meaning of this story. He's completely over his head when it comes to anything having to do with the economy. He's just a stark ideologue. What would you expect from a man whose only experience is as a community organizer? You've got This Mayor Booker, Harold Ford, Stephen Ratner, they're all coming out and saying what they're saying. And Democrat governors who are dependent on the bond market to fund their pension plans, they're not going to be able to go with you here, Mr. Obama. Can't you see moves ahead? It's astonishing how this president can't see two moves ahead. He's such an amateur, and that's what Bill Clinton called him.
I don't like Bain Capital. I think they're really destructive for the economy, and I think it's a bad idea to have them involved in government. But I think it's also hypocritical for President Obama to attack Mitt Romney over it, because President Obama just recently appointed Jeffrey Zients from Bain Capital. In fact, he's appointed him three different times. He appointed him to the Office of Management and Budget twice, and he's also created a new office for him, the United States Chief Performance Officer. That's Jeffrey Zients of Bain Capital. Now, so Obama is attacking Mitt Romney over it, yet he has appointed the brains of Bain again and again. Bain is a terrible thing, and neither Romney nor Obama should be involved with it. It's outrageous.
All right, so to review, the most talked about topic on talk radio, the presidential race, going back to number 10, the Martin Zimmerman situation, Rutgers verdict and the sentence to that young man, number 9, Egyptian elections, number 8, Iranian deals, number 7, Obamacare and the lawsuit that continues, number 6, NATO summit, number 5, gas prices, number 4, the Facebook IPO is number 3, the budget situation, number 2, again, as I say, the presidential race is number 1. You've heard them all here on this hour of the Talk Radio. All we